You've tuned in to the Nunes Newscast. Subscribe on Rumble.com to watch or download wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
A look at the media's treatment of Joe Biden versus Donald Trump during each of their first solo press conferences. 27 days into his presidency, President Trump answered questions from 17 reporters. Nearly all of them were kill shots, questions aimed at taking out President Trump. Conversely, it took President Biden 64 days to hold his first press conference. He answered pre-approved softball questions from only 10 reporters. Here's a look at the very different press conferences.
Okay. Diplomacy. Can you define what you mean?
I guess my question is, why should Americans trust you when you accuse the information they receive of being fake when you're providing information that's
Well, I don't know. I was given that information.
Mr. President, Mr. President,
that information.
President Trump.
This was a very substantial victory. Do you agree with that?
You're the president.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. President.
But there's also Republicans who are passing bill after bill trying to restrict voting rights. Chuck Schumer is calling it an existential threat to democracy. Why not back a filibuster rule that at least gets around issues including voting rights or immigration?
Did anyone from your team communicate with members of the Russian government or Russian intelligence?
Mr. President, did you fire Mike Flynn?
President Barack Obama said he believed the filibuster was a relic of the Jim Crow era. Do you agree?
Yes.
Can you say definitively that nobody on your campaign had any contacts with the Russians during the campaign?
Okay. Where am I here? Let me see.
No, I didn't. But Mike, excuse me.
If I may ask one last question, have you had any talks with Senate Republicans who are threatening this administration with not considering the immigration legislation?
If I may ask you, sir, it sounds as though you do not have much credibility here when it comes to leaking, if that is something that you encouraged
okay.
during the campaign.
Fair question. Ready?
If I may ask you that.
No, but let me do one at a time. Do you mind?
Follow, sir. You mentioned circumstances that must be horrific.
Look,
I'm just
all
trying
of
to find
the
out your
wait
orientation
a minute. Wait,
to those.
Wait, excuse me, just
I'm
one second.
To find out what
all
you
of those things
it,
that you mentioned, I've
is
already.
Is Putin testing you, do you believe, sir?
Thank you, Mr. President. To follow up on the filibuster, so do you believe it should take 60 votes to end a filibuster on legislation or 51?
Nothing.
Can we conclude there'll be no response to these particular provocations?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you anything about what response I do. I don't talk about military response. I don't say I'm going into Mosul in 4 months. We are going to attack Mosul in 4 months.
Thanks so much, Mr. President. You've said over and over again that immigrants shouldn't come to this country right now. This isn't the time to come. That message is not being received. Instead, the perception of you that got you elected as a moral, decent man is the reason why a lot of immigrants are coming to this country and entrusting you with unaccompanied minors.
So you're not aware of any context during the course of the election?
How many times do I have to answer this question?
Can you just say
Russia is
a
ruse.
And Republican legislatures across the country are working to pass bills that would restrict voting, particularly Democrats fear impacting minority voters and young voters, the very people who helped to get you elected in November.
We could banter back and forth. On the travel ban, would you accept that that was a good example of the smooth running of government?
Yeah, I do. I do. Let me tell you about the travel.
Were there any mistakes
in that? Wait. I know who you are. Just wait.
To Americans on issues like immigration reform, gun control, voting rights, climate change. All of those right now are facing stiff, united opposition from Republicans on Capitol Hill.
Okay.
Let's ask one more question.
Mr. President, one more question, sir.
You're president now. What are you going to do about it?
Okay. Hang on. Sorry. Oh, Sing Ming.
Have you decided whether you are going to run for re-election in 2024? You haven't set up a re-election campaign yet, as your predecessor had by this time.
My predecessor needed to. My predecessor. Oh, God, I miss him.
I do get good ratings, you have to admit that. The tone is such hatred.
So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway.
Thank you. Stay up to date by following Devin Nunes on Parler, subscribing on rumble.com to watch the podcast, or download wherever you listen to podcasts.